This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to The Stand with Eamon Dunphy. Now, with a week to go, there's still an awful lot to be decided in the Premier League. For example, we don't know who's going to win it. We're not sure whether Spurs or Arsenal will claim the last top four slot and therefore get into the Champions League. And the relegation picture is clouded as well. It could be Leeds, it could be Burnley, or it could be Everton. And there's a lot to be played for in the next 6 days. And I'm joined now to discuss the weekend and what's to come by John Giles and Liam Brady. John, just let me start with you about the cup final on Saturday. It was a 0-0 draw, but I thought it was a very good game of football. Both sides had a chance to win.
Yeah, it was exciting, Eamon. I say no goals, but going to the penalty shootout, and most of the penalties were, well, nearly all the penalties were extremely good. So it was an exciting time, and you have to feel a bit sorry for the losers having gone through extra time and that. But that's the game, and Liverpool will be well pleased, Eamon.
Yeah, except, Liam, for the fact that Mo Salah went down with what looked like, I'm not sure, they said a groin strain, which isn't good because groins can be difficult. And Virgil van Dijk as well. And Fabinho had already gone off earlier in the week. So the players obviously feeling the effects of a long, long season.
Absolutely, yeah. And it is a worry for Liverpool. Like, they have got to go to Southampton midweek and then they've got their final game against Wolves next Sunday. And then they've got the Champions League final against Real Madrid. So they're three of the most important players, certainly Salah and Van Dijk, Eamon.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the same Liverpool team without those two. So it's a worry for them, but they're showing tremendous resilience and tremendous courage.
Yes.
They were outstanding again in the penalty shootout. And I thought in extra time, they really took over as well. And if any team deserved to win the cup, it was them, in my opinion.
Yeah. And John, everyone is praising Liverpool and many people are saying they're the best Liverpool team of all time. I heard that a lot over the weekend. And I saw, watching the match, a cutaway shot to Ian Rush and Kenny Dalglish in the stand. And I started to think about all the great Liverpool teams in the past. And you and Liam, indeed, have both faced those teams back in the day. What do you make of the claim, John, that this is the best Liverpool team of all time?
Well, I think it always happens, Eamon, when the present team is doing what Liverpool are doing.
Yeah.
And people soon forget the old days when Liverpool had the great team as well. I just wrote down some names you mentioned to me yesterday,
yeah.
Eamon, of going back over the time, you know, with Clemens and Nicol Hansen. Eminem uses the team. Graeme Souness, Gerrard, John Barnes, Kevin Dalglish, Ian Rush, Kevin Keegan, Roger Hunt, Ian St. John, Ian Callaghan, Peter Thompson in my time with the forward line.
Yeah.
I know they didn't all play at the same time.
Yeah.
But Liverpool have had great teams over the years, Eamon. And of course they have a great team now. But I mean, a lot of people that say this in the papers and that,
Yeah.
Never saw the old teams playing.
Yes. I mean, yeah, exactly. You know? And that's why it's so valuable to ask you. And Liam, Dalglish and Rush, it's hard to think of two greater centre-forwards, different types of players, but still great players. And over the years, Bob Paisley in particular won a lot of silverware and had a lot of great players to work with. Mark Lawrence and Alan Hansen, two more great defenders. So it's an awfully big statement to make. And it while I think we all admire the present Liverpool team greatly, it's hard to say they're the best of all time.
Yeah, that's correct. It's the same with most sports, Eamon. You know, yeah. You go into boxing, you go into golf and things like that. Is Tiger Woods better than Jack Nicklaus? Is yeah. Muhammad Ali, you know, better than Mike Tyson? All these kind of things. I remember that, as John does, I remember that Liverpool team of the 70s with Keegan and Toshack and Clements yeah. and Hughes and Tommy Smith. That was a great team, and it won. It went to under Page. Shankly retired. We all couldn't believe when Shankly retired, when he had such players at his disposal. And then Bob Paisley took over, and he won the European Cup in his first year, if I recall correctly. Yeah. When they went to Rome, I think, and beat Mönchengladbach 3-1. Keegan was outstanding. So they were winning leagues then. They were winning European Cups then. And the same with Kenny Dalglish under Joe Fagan, and then Dalglish himself. You know, leagues and cups. They just kept coming and coming yeah. and coming with the players you've mentioned, Lawrence and Hansen at the back, you know, Dalglish and Rush up front yeah. around Ronnie Whelan in midfield, yeah. you know. But what we've got now is a world game, I mean, haven't we? Yes. You know, I think there's only one local lad in the team, and yeah. That's Trent Alexander. Yeah. But those teams we're talking about were made up Scots, Irish and local lads from Liverpool, yes. you know. So it's difficult, but it's good to look back on.
Yeah, indeed.
They were great players, but they have a great team now, you know. And it's been fascinating, the battle between themselves and Man City all season, really. They've been neck and neck, and I think probably City getting that point against West Ham on Sunday when they looked like being in trouble has, you know, tipped the scales well and truly in their favour.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
John, the West Ham match was West Ham 2 up at halftime. Now, it has to be said that Diaz and Kyle Walker are not fit. Laporte also unfit. So they have a real injury crisis at the back. So they had to play Fernandinho centre-half. He was totally exposed. And they had that problem. And then, of course, they missed the penalty. So they need to win their last home game, which I think is against Wolves next Sunday.
Yeah. Well, I think
against Villa.
Oh, it's Villa. Yeah,
City played Villa. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think at this stage of the season, with Liverpool and City, they're bound to have injuries. The amount of matches they're playing, which is incredible. You know, the two of them are running for trophies. But the City came back well. I thought they were down and out at half time. And it's amazing watching the game. I'll just come off a little bit. If you notice the two West Ham goals, both of them were from kickouts.
Yes.
You know, I know I've been going on maybe a little bit too much about playing out from the back.
Yeah.
And I think playing out from the back is okay at the right time, but not all the time.
Yeah.
But it just showed me in a match that the West Ham kicking it out. The two goals actually came bad defending, obviously, from City. But they were from two kickouts that you never see now. You know, it just doesn't happen. But, I thought City were down and out at halftime, Eamon, I must say. They came back well to get the... And then missed the penalty. Obviously, Mahrez missing the penalty. They could have won the game.
Yeah.
But it would be fascinating. It's still a good finish, Eamon. It's not over yet.
No, and Liam, it poses a problem for Jurgen Klopp. They play Southampton tomorrow night. If City had won yesterday, it would have been a done deal. He might have been able to play a weakened team. But now they almost have to go for it tomorrow night to put real pressure on City next Sunday.
Yeah, they have to go for it, Eamon.
Yeah.
But you would have thought that the strength and depth that they have would be good enough to take Southampton. You know, goal difference is out of the equation now. Forget about goal difference. All they have to do is go and beat Southampton.
Yeah.
And I think they will. You know, no matter what team they put out, I think Liverpool will be good enough because they just have that resilience and spirit about them.
Yes,
and to be able to, even when they don't play so well, to be grinding out results. I think we've seen that in recent weeks. But as John, going back to the Man City game, as John said, City came back very well, and that point, you know, could make all the difference. But it's going to be great because you got the element of Steven Gerrard taking Aston Villa to Man City, you know, one of the greatest Liverpool players. I think John mentioned them there and all the great teams that they've had. You know, he's in many ways, Liverpool's fate is in his hands.
Yeah, and of course it's Wolves visit Liverpool, not Manchester City, and Wolves have had an up and down time recently. Liam, I want to ask you about Spurs-Arsenal because the rivalry is so intense anyway, and now they're fighting for a place in the Champions League. It's huge for Mikel Arteta and, of course, for Antonio Conte. As we stand, Spurs have played a game more, they're 2 points in front. But we go back to last Thursday night and the game between the two sides. I thought Spurs were very good. And yesterday, again, the penalty. I want to ask you about that. Spurs struggled, really, to beat Burnley. The penalty was dodgy, wasn't it?
Yesterday against Burnley, yeah. Well, it's the letter of the law, you know. I mean, it did hit his arm, and he did have his hand out. But it was definitely not deliberate. It was an accident, and he was very close to the Tottenham player who flicked the ball up in the air. But that's the rule, so you've got to accept it. I don't like it. I used to like it when the referee, or VAR, for that matter, would deem the penalty to be a deliberate handball. I think we can all tell what's a deliberate handball and what isn't, you know. So I didn't think that was, but that's the letter. I think Spurs on the day deserved to win. Pope was very good in the Burnley goal.
Yeah.
Maybe Burnley a little bit lucky when they hit the post late in the second half. But going back to the Arsenal game, like, Arsenal have only got themselves to blame. I mean, I know you said Spurs were very impressive, but for 20 minutes there was nothing in the game. And then the indiscipline of the Arsenal team, you know, giving away the penalty. Suarez, what he was doing, you know, he wasn't even watching the ball. He's nudged the guy in the middle of the back. It's a penalty,
yes.
You know.
Yeah.
And then to get himself sent off holding after getting booked to go and do what he did was completely crazy. Arsenal have lost 12 games this season. And honestly, I think I could put 6 or 7 games down to the indiscipline in the team. This has been really bad, you know, from early in the season when Xhaka got himself sent off against Man City, when Odegaard gave that penalty away at Old Trafford when there was There was no need to even make a tackle. All these things add up. And now they've put themselves in a very difficult position. They've got Newcastle tonight, and that won't be easy because Arsenal are not going into it in great shape with injuries and suspensions and so forth. So it's going to be a really tough game. And they'll have to play a bit like they played against Chelsea a few weeks ago if they're going to beat Newcastle.
Right.
Otherwise, I think Tottenham will get the Champions League position.
Yeah, I'm a neutral on this, John. But I must say, I admire the job that Conte's done at Spurs. And I'd like them to top it off by qualifying for the Champions League. It might also mean that he gets some money from Levy, the man who runs Spurs, because they'll have Champions League money to play with. And he's done such a real good job there in instilling discipline in the team, getting Dier to be a footballer, which he's always looked like but never really seemed to actually deliver. But he's delivering now as a centre-half. So he's done an awful lot of good.
Obviously, I think he's done a great job. I mean, if you look at his record, he's got a fantastic record. But I must say, I'd have to agree with Liam about the indiscipline of Arsenal.
Yeah.
And amazingly, afterwards, Arteta trying to make a case for it, Eamon.
Yeah.
You know, like the very, very indisciplined side.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the sending off, I mean, he was after some from the start of the match. He could have been sent off before that.
Yeah.
He's got to get a grip of it. And after the match, he was sort of blaming the referee. In a way, unless he puts it right, he's not going to get anywhere with Arsenal or any other team for that matter. And just regarding the goal you mentioned, Eamon, against Burnley, unfortunately, that's the rules, Eamon. The coach, the temporary manager of Burnley was going mad saying it was ridiculous. But it can happen in his case as well. You don't hear them complaining when it goes their way.
Yeah.
And other than in a desperate situation, Burnley, and it's difficult. But that's whether we agree with the laws or like them or not, Eamon, they are the laws of the game. And it was a definite penalty by today's standards.
Yeah, well, when we played, and until not too long ago, Liam, intention was the key with handballs.
Yeah, deliberate. We used to say, it was a deliberate handball. It wasn't like Thierry Henry against Ireland is a deliberate handball. But here the lad is, they're pulling him, pushing in the area, it's a corner kick, the ball comes in, and he's got his arms out because he's been knocked off balance, and the ball just unfortunately hits him in the middle of the arm. But as John says, that's the rules they've come up with. I think it's very harsh, but they are the rules, and it was a penalty. So Kane's scored it. You could say, Tottenham have had the rub of the green the last two games. A penalty as well against Arsenal, Suarez. But when you see that in slow motion, you say it's a penalty as well. His indiscipline, as we said, was all over the place. So it's great. We've been going on about these three situations since the start of the podcast this year. Yeah. The race for the title, who's going to get fourth. Now it's coming down to the last couple of games for Arsenal, and then we got the relegation battle as well at the other end, and that was amazing what happened over the weekend there, wasn't it, with late goals and sending offs and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, John, looking at Leeds, they've one more game to play. It's Brentford away, and Brentford went to Everton yesterday. They play with fierce intensity and not a little skill either. So this is a moment of truth for your club. And at the moment, they're a point ahead.
Yeah.
And they need to go to Brentford, and really, they need to get something.
Yeah, well, funny enough, Eamon, they got a point at home, as we know, the weekend.
Mm.
And it was a point better than the teams down there with them, Burnley and Everton. Everton have still put themselves in trouble, Eamon.
Yeah.
Like you talk about discipline in a match. I mean, their discipline wasn't very, very good in that particular game. And Brentford were very good, as you say. They finished up with nine men. at this particular stage now, it's very, 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 very near the end. And it's possible that they could go down. I thought they'd win, actually, at the weekend, Everton, and get out of trouble.
Yeah.
But it's not the case. So it's fingers crossed for Leeds as well, going to Brentford, isn't it?
They're going to Brentford, and Liam, Everton have to play Crystal Palace at home, which under Patrick Vieira, I think Palace have become a difficult team to beat and a better team, and they've got to play Arsenal away, which should be the way Everton are at the moment with injuries and suspensions now. That could be a gimme, that one.
Well, yeah, Palace are a good team, a big, strong team. Yeah. Played well at the weekend. I think they played Villa at the weekend. They were a bit unlucky not to win the match. So, yeah, it's not a given. And, you know, they've got suspensions. They've got injuries, Everton. So, as John said, they really, within discipline as well there, they really made a mess of the situation. They could have got a point against Brentford and everything would have looked much, much better. But they're not in that situation. But I think Leeds are the team they look odds on for me to go down, Eamon. I think Burnley will get something in the next two games. And if Leeds don't win or, get a draw at Brentford, which I think it's going to be very difficult on. The one thing I will say about Leeds, when I see them, they're making chances time and time again.
Yeah.
And they did so last night. I only saw the highlights, but they made a load of chances. But they haven't got a striker. They haven't got Bamford, and they haven't had him really all season. So
yeah.
I think if they do go down, it'll be the fact that maybe they didn't buy a striker in January to give them a lift. They've only got themselves to blame.
Yeah, John, Bielsa got the sack. I know you're not keen on the new guy, the American guy, with all these references and quotes he's got that are inspiring, including one from Mother Teresa, which may have been applicable in your time. Please, God, let me get out of this place alive. But the stakes are massive, aren't they? It's somewhere between 100 million and 150 million now to stay. But they never really gave Bielsa the money to buy a striker when Bamford was injured for most of the season, as Liam said.
No, they didn't, Damon. I don't think they were fair on him. They said he wasn't the results and that weren't meeting their expectations.
Yeah.
Bielsa performed a blooming miracle at Leeds. If you talk about the money he spent in relation to where they were, what they did. I thought they were very unfair with him. But anyway, they're in where they're in. But when I watch them play, when they're attacking at times, they look very good.
Yeah.
But they look extremely bad when they're defending at times.
Yeah.
So what you'd expect from me is obviously is going to be inconsistency. I only watched the highlights yesterday. I only got the highlights. And as Liam said, when they were attacking at times, they were very good. But if you look at the goal they conceded, and a couple of chances after that, terrible. So you don't know what you're going to get from them. Even next week, you don't know what you're going to get from Leeds. And I watched Burnley against Spurs, and Burnley are more dependable. They're not making chances, but they're not losing chances as well, Burnley, as much as Leeds are. So it's in the lap of the gods. I wouldn't like to have money on it one way or the other, to be honest with Leeds. But just have to wait and see. It's fingers crossed, Eamon.
I don't trust
the coach, to be quite honest. I don't think he's spoofing a good bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll see next week. We'll tell the tale next week, Eamon.
Yeah, Liam, for Everton, it would be a huge blow. I think they've got a great chance of going down, actually, with the matches they have to play. I think Palace at home is no gimme. And Arsenal away, certainly, with the injuries and there'll be two players.
So you're saying you think Leeds will get something at Brentford, do you?
They've got a terrible
goal difference. I don't see Leeds getting anything at Brentford, eh?
And it's the goal difference that will seal the deal.
That will seal the deal with Everton.
Okay.
Everton are above them. So you want to have a bet?
Yeah, I'll have a bet with you.
Okay, you have Everton to go down and I'll have Leeds.
Yeah, you want an even money bet at that price? Or are you going to give me 2-1?
I'll give you 2-1.
Okay, I'll have a monkey on. No, I won't. I'll have a pony.
You'll have 25 quid.
For the uninitiated, a monkey, A monkey is 500 and a pony is 25. So I'll have a pony. Just a,
okay, 50 to 25. You got
a final question to both of you, and it's about Mo Salah. I'll start with you, John. He went down on Saturday. They said it might be a groin strain. Now, groins can be tricky, as I know. They're not. It's a complicated injury. But since his comeback from the African Cup of Nations, I don't think he's played as well or posed as much of a threat in the last, say, 5 or 6 weeks. Have you noted that, John, or am I imagining it?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, Eamon, with him. You know, maybe he should be over that particular trip, you know, that he went on, as you say. Of course, he's going to be tired. But, I mean, players of his caliber, you know, after a week or two, they're back to their best. But he hasn't been, for some reason or other. And I think I spoke to you during the week there, Eamon. I was amazed with the comments he made. I think you saw them in the paper.
I did, yeah.
But I never saw him, you know.
He was boastful. He said, I still think I'm the best. And it was boastful stuff, which isn't his style.
No, amazing. Amazing, really. You know, I thought somebody made it up, but I didn't see him deny it. But anyway, it's most unusual for any player, particularly him, who seems to be a very, very modest individual.
Yeah.
To say what he said, you know, it was just amazing. And because when you're in a team like that, they're in a great team, you wonder what his teammates would think of it. You know, like, it's just most unusual.
Liam, have you noticed what I've noticed? What I've noticed is he's not posing the threat. And there's been very few assists, not many goals either, although he's still a goal ahead in the Golden Boot in the Premier League of Son at Spurs. But since he's come back from the African Cup of Nations, he's looked a bit weary and he hasn't really delivered. There's another factor there, I suppose, and that's the disagreement he's having with the club about his contract.
Yeah, I was going to mention that, Eamon. I was going to throw that into the mix. As John said, he should well and truly be over the African Nations Cup. He did have the World Cup playoff as well that he lost. That was a major disappointment for him.
Right.
I think Senegal beat him again.
Yeah.
He doesn't look as sharp as he has been. And it might be down to the fact that he hasn't agreed with Liverpool, or the fact that Liverpool haven't gone along with his demands.
Yeah.
And he may feel, this is not the place for me going forward. And that all could be affecting him. You know, he hasn't looked as sharp. I don't know what it is. Nobody can say. They need him if they're gonna win that Champions League. They might not need him now against Southampton.
Right.
Or against Wolves in the final game of the season, then. But if they're going to win that Champions League, I think they need Mo Salah back to his best.
John, just on that point, people have been writing Real Madrid off all season. We'll preview the Champions League next week, but they're not a team to be written off, and they won the Spanish League by a mile. So Liverpool are going to have to be at their best. This will be a tough game.
Yeah, I don't think any final lineman in the Champions League is going to be easy. We saw the resilience of Real Madrid in two or three matches this season.
Yeah, PSG, Chelsea.
There's no walker. There shouldn't be any walkover in the final of the Champions League. But I'd still fancy Liverpool to win it.
Okay.
You know, I think Madrid have done extremely well, but I'd fancy Liverpool strongly.
Okay.
To beat them.
Okay, John and Liam, thank you both very much for joining us. We're grateful to John and Liam, to all of you for listening. That's all we have time for now. We'll talk to you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.